We have some in-studio guests here this morning. Ron Rucker from Chopin Hall. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
And Kelly McClurkin, Hancock, United Way of Hancock County.
Good morning.
Morning. And then Sharon Weiss from City Mission. So, yeah, full
good
studio.
Morning.
Yeah. Beautiful day out there. So
yes, it is.
Yeah, we have an event that we want to talk about, Finley Food for All. And Ron, you, was this your idea? How'd that come up?
Actually, this was one of my board members thought, let's join forces with some of the other food, some of the other agencies that are out there fighting food insecurity. And so we reached out to City Mission, reached out to United Way, and so that's the Finley Food for All was born. So yeah, Holly gets credit. So and working with Catherine initially too.
Okay.
So that's what we thought. Let's do this Finley Food for All food. It's a food drive event, and when we were looking at timing, typically late spring, early summer is when our lowest amount of donations and lowest inventory. So we thought that'd be the perfect timing. So we'd do a May-June event. And and then we thought, well, let's have some fun. Let's do like a food competition, and let's do a canstruction where we have different organizations competing against each other and collecting, and also building food sculptures out of the canned goods and the non-perishables. So that is, so we're very excited about this event. First annual. So we're hoping to see it in the future too.
Kelly McClurkin in United Way of Hancock County. So what's United Way's part in this?
So our partnership, United Way and Chopin Hall and City Mission, what we're doing is rallying local businesses, like Ron mentioned, large and small, to combat food insecurity with that friendly competition we were just talking about. So we're asking businesses to join hands with us and show their commitment to their corporate social responsibility. And by getting involved in helping alleviate hunger in our community. So they can do that in two ways. As Ron mentioned, actually they can sign up anywhere between now, it started May 1st and June 1st.
Okay.
Sign up your business to conduct a food drive within your business. So they can make it fun. If it's a larger business, they can kind of pit the different departments against each other
right,
to see
right.
who raises the most, food collection, or just, do it in general. So truly, businesses large and small. The second little piece to this is the creativity piece. Mm-hmm. They can build a canstruction sculpture. So using those cans collected from team members, or, I would assume even if it's a larger business and they would want to purchase cans, they can do that as well. Mm-hmm. They can build an intricate and imaginative structure that then will be judged. We're hoping to have some celebrity community judges the end of May, beginning of June, after that June 1st deadline happens. So either way that a business chooses to get involved, every can collected counts towards making it meaningful. And honestly, I think there's something different when you're actually that tangible collection to showing what, what a difference you can make.
It's a Finley Food for All, and you need somewhere to put these cans, though. Yeah, the structures,
it would be within their business.
Even
the collection, I'll let Sharon talk about that, because I think City Mission will have some barrels or something that they can bring out to the businesses.
Gotcha.
To sign up, though, I think the best way is to contact either United Way, Caleb, or Chopin Hall, Ron. Phone numbers for United Way, 419-423-1432. And Ron's phone number at Chopin Hall is 419-422-6401.
Very good. And then you have an event coming up.
Well, to go on and talk, we are actually using our Darrow the Barrels. So if a business wants to reach out, they can reach out to me. We will drop the barrels to them.
Yeah.
And they can collect in the barrel to make it easy for the departments. So for the finale, we're having what's called a no meal meal. So what that entails is you purchase a ticket for what it would cost to feed your family at a restaurant, whether it's McDonald's or Texas Roadhouse, it doesn't matter. Just whatever you think would be the cost of your meal for your family. So with that ticket, though, we are actually having Bridges of Freedom paint decorative bowls. So every ticket purchase gets one of these beautiful decorated bowls by Bridges of Freedom. Yeah. And then we will have the event at our new warehouse, which is 330 Walnut Street. We will have the judges there. We'll have the awards there for whoever made the best can construction, whoever collected the most amount of food. We're hoping that we can get, you know, some entertainment and things like that to accommodate the event and kind of have a day of it at the warehouse on June 8th.
Very good. All right. A lot of details. You have a, looks like a Facebook page as well. Go to City Mission's Facebook page. A lot of details. Finley Food for All. Very good. Ron, Kelly, Sharon, thanks for coming in. Anything we missed? You better grab that microphone. I know you want to talk, Ron.
No.
Oh, no, really? Wow.
We didn't miss anything. Ron says no. We got it.
Excellent job, guys. All right. Thanks for coming in this
thanks
morning.
For
we appreciate
us.
It. Thank you.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.